It's time now for Tiger Talk Overtime.
There's going to be a lot of days when you lay your guts on the line and you come away empty-handed. Ain't a damn thing you can do about it but go back and lay them on the line again and again and again.
Nobody split. Give the ball up and over and in. I believe. Touchdown Auburn. Well, that was sure second effort by Bo Jackson. He just got hit behind the line of scrimmage. Everybody knew what was coming. Alabama knew what was coming. Bo Jackson just on sure effort got it in.
Out of shotgun, Patrick Nix. Alabama bringing everybody. Nix is going to float one for Sanders. Sanders, oh, he caught it at the two, and he dived in. Touchdown, Auburn! Touchdown, Auburn! Oh, my goodness!
Carnell Williams at the tailback. They'll hand it off to Williams up the middle. 25, cuts it inside. 30, 35, 40. There goes Cadillac. To the 50, to the 40, to the 30, to the 20, to the 15, 10. Go crazy, Cadillac! Go crazy! Touchdown! Davis.
Oh, my God.
Davis is going to run it all the way back. Auburn's going to win the football game. Auburn's going to win the football game. He ran the missed field goal back. He ran it back 109 yards. They're not going to keep him off the field tonight.
First down and 10, just inside of midfield. Here's Cam on the fake, right up the middle, breaks a tackle at the 40, stays on his feet, 35, 30, 25, 20. Peterson, the one man to beat at the 5. He is in! Touchdown, Auburn! Flash that smile, Cam.
Byron waits for the snap into place. There it is. The kick is up. The kick is good! Auburn wins! 22-19!
You'll keep fighting like you did today. You'll keep playing like yet. You build a foundation that we can live a long, long time on the dome.
Tiger Talk Overtime is presented by Will2, number one in quality and safe work for industry. To be a part of the show, call the Morgan Bradley Alpha Insurance Tiger Line now at 343-0106. Now, live from the Hope Farm in beautiful Fairhope, Alabama, here's your host, Doug Holton.
Good evening, everyone, and thanks for joining us here on Tiger Talk Overtime. As you've heard by now, a very big week for the Auburn Tigers, much earlier than usual, as the fourth-ranked Georgia Bulldogs are game two this season as opposed to second to last. A big, big challenge for the Tigers coming off that win over Kentucky a week ago. Georgia also with a win in week one, 37-10 over Arkansas, although it took the Dogs a while to get cranked up last week. We are live here at the Hope Farm in Fairhope, and we hope you will come out and join us tonight. As always, some great food and great drink specials on Thursday night, and really the top gathering spot around our area. So if you haven't seen it yet, come on out. We're just off Nichols Avenue in Fairhope, Alabama at the Hope Farm. We'll be talking with Bentley Evans, the co-owner here, a little later to get the specials heading into this weekend. Also on the show tonight, we'll be chatting with Auburn's first Thorpe Award winner, Carlos Rogers. We'll be talking with Carlos about the Tigers and Dogs and some of the defensive back play last week. Freshman Jalen Simpson named the SEC Freshman of the Week. So more on that coming with Carlos a bit later in the show as we have him join us on the Morgan Bradley Alpha Insurance Tiger Line tonight. As far as this week's game, a huge factor for Auburn, they have Big Cat Bryant back, at least close to full speed. Big Cat missed the start last week against Kentucky with a bad ankle, but he came in during the second half to make a real difference for the Tigers. And the 6'5", 250-pound senior who hails from the state of Georgia knows all too well about this rivalry. He hears it 365 days a year, and Big Cat knows that job one Saturday is stopping the Dog running attack.
That's real big, because everybody knows that's what Georgia's built on and that's what they love to do. So stopping the run is definitely going to be the main focus for us, because I know, we make it difficult for them, you know, first and second down, third down, definitely going to be, you know, up in the air, definitely with the new offensive line, then the new quarterback. So that's what we're going to try to do, just try to, you know, limit those, you know, big runs and try to, you know, stop them and have them third and long.
On the flip side, the Auburn running game, so-so a week ago. Freshman Tank Bigsby got in some action. That was important. DJ Williams had some good moments for the Tigers as well. And the man they call the Worm, Sean Shivers, got the start. The Tigers definitely, though, have to be more successful this weekend in Athens, both the offensive line and the backs. And Shivers is drawing motivation from Auburn's near victory a year ago.
Well, you know, we coming back with a chip on our shoulder because, you know, of course, we lost to them last year. And we just motivated and ever, you know, to play, you know, Georgia, good football team. So we got to come in and play. So we just motivated about that because we know they're going to come and play. So we know that we got to come and play on our end, too.
It's time now for the Old Time Feed, old-fashioned Auburn Drive of the Week. Brought to you by Old Time Feed and Fairhope. Taking care of our friends never goes out of style.
The Tigers and Cats fought a defensive struggle in the first half, 8-7 heading into the third quarter. But with 10:01 to go, Auburn began the first of three second-half touchdown drives, first and 10 from its own 24. Nine plays and 4:19 later, pay dirt.
Knicks play action with time. Flushed. Fakes a throw. Throws it up the field. Caught at midfield. Seth Williams with the catch. Bigsby stays in at tailback. Gets his first carry. Bounces it to the outside. Gets into Kentucky territory near the right sideline. Looks like he'll get two or three on the play. Knicks. Drops to throw, gets flushed, steps, and he throws. It's complete. Up the left side, in it is complete to Stove for the Tigers. He gets to the 37-yard line. Knicks turns. He hands it off to Tank Bigsby. And Bigsby puts his head down, gets inside the 35-yard line. They'll put him down at the 32. 5 yards for Bigsby off the right side. Knicks out of the shotgun. Three-step drop, flushed out of the pocket. One, lots of room to run across the 20. Dives to the 15. It gets hammered there. Auburn in the red zone, the Chick-fil-A red zone, after a 13-yard carry. Knicks turns. He hands the ball to Bigsby. Fights off one man. Gets down close to the 10. He's inside the 10 to the 8. And that's an Auburn first down. Knicks from the gun. Drops. He looks. He throws to the end zone. It is incomplete. Intended for Seth Williams, who caught the ball, but I believe was out of bounds. Knicks turns. Hands the ball to Bigsby, taken down at the line of scrimmage. He perhaps got a yard on the play, and that's about all. Third and goal from the 11. Knicks from the left hash. Drops. He looks to the end zone. He throws. It's caught. Touchdown, Auburn. Seth Williams skies for that one.
Was a big time catch right there. Woo. Now. And I mean, Bo Nix, credit him. He threaded a needle. He got pressure, and it was a bunch situation with the receivers. And Seth Williams just kind of finds the back of the end zone. And Nix knows his receiver. He threw it up high where only he could go up and get it. And sure enough, he climbed the ladder with his 6'4" frame and brought it down.
Hi, friends. Cecil Christenberry here, proud sponsor of the Old Time Feed, Old Fashioned Auburn Drive of the Week. I want to personally invite you to Old Time Feed here in Fairhope for all your feed and garden supply needs. We've been here now for 33 years serving you, and I want to thank you for that. So whether it's seed for your fall garden or an orchid for mom, stop on in and we'll take great care of you. That's Old Time Feed and Garden Supply in Fairhope.
All right, thank you, Cecil, very much, and great to have the Old Time Feed. Auburn Old Fashioned Drive of the Week. We are here at the Hope Farm in Fairhope. Tiger Talk Overtime on this Thursday night. Give us a call. 343-0106 is our number. Bentley Evans, the co-owner here, is with us for a minute or two. And Bentley, what a beautiful night, a beautiful week of weather. And I know you're trying out some new recipes and menu items that are coming in the fall.
Yeah, man, you couldn't ask for better weather tonight. So, yeah, tonight we got our fall tasting menu. We've kind of done some sneak peeks of what's to come on Tuesday, October 6th. It's when the release of our fall menu is here. And what we've done is kind of we're trying to keep things fresh, keep things consistent with what's in season. So we've kind of put together a nice menu for that to kind of get you warm and fuzzy out here with the nice weather and enjoy some college football. We've also got a cocktail menu that is also seasonal as well. So we're excited about that, and come see us and check it out.
Should be a great weekend for football. We had some char-grilled oysters and scallops and short rib, all kinds of things. We'll be talking more about that during the show. Thanks for joining us, Bentley, and we'll be back in just a couple of minutes on Tiger Talk Overtime to talk with former Tiger Carlos Rogers. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Tiger Talk Overtime, presented by Will2, number one in quality and safe work for industry. To be a part of the show, call the Morgan Bradley Alpha Insurance Tiger Line now, 343-0106. Now, back to the Hope Farm in Fairhope and Doug Holton.
And thanks very much. We are back here at the Hope Farm for Tiger Talk Overtime on this Thursday night. A beautiful evening out here in Fairhope as the orange moon is rising and the Auburn Tigers getting ready to travel to Athens to take on the fourth-ranked Georgia Bulldogs. Let's go to the phone lines right now. 343-0106 is our number. We want to crank up the phone lines and get some of the fans' thoughts as we head into the ball game Saturday. Steve is on the line with us tonight. Steve, good evening.
Hey, War Damn Eagle, Doug.
War Eagle, how are you?
I'm ready for, you know what this I'm calling this week? Is beat the crap out of Georgia week. Or beat
okay.
the dog crap, that's right.
There you go.
Doug,
I think I've heard that before.
Some things here. A lot of the so-called sports pundits and experts are not giving us a chance to win this game at all. In fact, they're saying the only way apparently that we can win the game is if Georgia lets us win. And a lot of people are saying the only way we can win is to establish a run because that's our tradition or history. Well, I'm throwing that stuff out the window because I'm saying right now, and I want to hear your thoughts on this, that for us to win this game, we're going to need to put it in the hands of Mr. Bo Nix. Because they're going
to be exactly right.
The line defensively. You know they are. Georgia is. Stop the run. We don't have a Bo Jackson this year to just hand it to him and say, go ahead and stop it. So I think our X factor to win this game, I believe, and I'm putting all my real strong faith in this, is for Bo Nix to win it for us. And I think our quarterback is a heck of a lot stronger asset than all their three or four Heisman Trophy quarterbacks that they've got on the other side, guy. What do you think, Doug?
I think you're right. I think the run, stop the run, they talk a lot about that this week, and that may be the case. But for Auburn, I think the strength is in Bo Nix and the receivers this year. I think Auburn has to come out and pass first to loosen up the run game and give the running backs a little extra room to make it through the offensive line, and that offensive line has to have a little more chemistry and come together this week for the Tigers to be successful. All right, let's go to the phone lines now on the Morgan Bradley Alpha Insurance. Hey, War Eagle, thanks for calling us tonight. Let's go to the Morgan Bradley Alpha Insurance Tiger line tonight and welcome into the show former Auburn Tiger Carlos Rogers, the Thorpe Award winner. Carlos, great to have you with us on the show tonight. I know that you've got some other things going on, but thanks for being with us.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for having me.
Tell me about Auburn and Georgia a little bit this weekend. I know you had some great experiences when you were playing, and what do you think about the Tigers? What did you think about the Tigers last week, and how do you feel going into Saturday?
To be honest, I have kind of mixed feelings about last week, but that's about every team that played. It was the first week. It's kind of like I looked at the NFL. It's kind of like preseason. You know, Bo did some good things, connecting to the receiver. Defense did some good things. They did some things that they need to work on. But I think that happens throughout the whole college football league. Looking at Georgia, I mean, what they scored 5 points against Alabama. And then the second half, against Arkansas, in the second half, they came
right
out, and it was a totally different Georgia team. So I think it's going to be a challenge for both sides of the football field. Defense is going to have to step up. I heard their quarterback coming back. And I know Georgia got a good defense, so we're gonna need some. We're gonna need our running game. We're gonna need Bo to play like he played, and even better.
Tell me about they have Daniels, as you mentioned, and Bennett at quarterback. What is it like for a defensive guy, like when you were playing at Auburn, preparing for two quarterbacks, and you really don't know who's going to start and who's going to play this week?
Yeah, that's tough. That's tough preparing for those guys. You don't know who's going to start. But, I mean, I guess with Steers, with the film they got, they're going to prepare for both of them. That's how we did when we play. You run plays that one of the guys he's successful at, and he's been doing good. And you run the same plays, other plays, what the other guy does good at. So it's going to be a mix-up. I think they got some confusion with quarterback, and I hope that our defense can get after those guys and confuse them like Arkansas did in the first half. And hopefully we can get the win. It's going to be tough, though. I know that.
Yeah, and Arkansas did confuse them a little bit. I think Georgia had some problems running the football last week.
Right.
And, of course, they lost Swift from a year ago. But let's talk about the Auburn defensive backfield a little bit. They have some young names in there this year that haven't played a lot, but held together pretty well, especially in the second half last week. And Jalen Simpson was the freshman of the week this week, so a great performance there.
Right. He did a great job. I've been watching those guys, watching Smoke. I'm waiting for Tut to come around since he's from my hometown. Hopefully those guys can put it together. But and that's the thing about our defense and playing against a team like Georgia. We're going to have to eliminate them to one thing. It's going to be the pass or the run. You can't get both. If the secondary is not playing good, the offensive defense line definitely got to play good. They're going to have to get some pressure on the quarterback, definitely stop the run. So they can't have it both ways when it comes to Georgia.
Yeah, we heard Big Cat in the intro tonight talk about – stopping the run first, which is usually the plan in an Auburn-Georgia-type setup on both sides of the football. Roger McCrary,
right.
Also at cornerback Carlos from down around our area in Mobile, Alabama. Those two guys at corner have a big job to do this year and this weekend, but it looks like they're settling in and becoming veterans very quickly.
Yes, it does. And the thing about it, usually you get this game late. This game is early.
Yes.
So they're going to have to step up big, you know, early in the season because of all the stuff that's going on. You know, I mean, that's a big game. This rivalry here has been for years. So they're going to have to step up and prove their game. I'm pretty sure Georgia's going to look at us as, oh, they secondary is young. We can take advantage of them, probably take some shots, probably going to do some double moves and things like that. So them guys just got to settle down and stick with their technique. I know Crime Dog going to have them ready, and I'm looking forward to it.
Now, the line on the ball game this week, I think, started at 8, which was a big line. It's gone down to about 6.5 at last check. Is that motivation for Auburn heading into Athens on Saturday?
You know what, to tell the truth, when I played, I didn't pay attention to lines. I don't think players paid attention to lines. Especially that, I mean, that's dealing with gambling. So if you're paying attention to lines, you're looking at the
wrong
thing.
You're in trouble, huh?
You know, it just depends on how you play. If Georgia was playing good, or Auburn was playing good, it was in Auburn, the line probably changed. You know, and then that got to do with betting. So if a lot of people betting with Auburn or whatever, the line may change. But I don't think it's motivation. I think it just the game in general is motivation. Georgia was the big game for me because I was from Georgia. Had a lot of family members that rooted for Georgia. But, you know, it came to those games for me. Alabama wasn't as big to me as Georgia. So that was my game. That was my Alabama game. So I was prepared for those games. I was ready for those games. And I think that's the same thing those guys got to do. Don't worry about the line. You know, Georgia's the favorite. Of course, we would know that. But all that goes out the window once that whistle blow, y'all start playing.
Well, it will be exciting to see Auburn and Georgia in game 2 on Saturday. Unusual. They usually play toward the end of the season before the Alabama game, but the second game of the year this time around. Carlos, thanks for joining us tonight. War Eagle, hope you enjoy the game on Saturday, and hopefully we can visit again this season.
Yeah, just call me. I'll be here. I'll be watching. I'll be tuned in. So, War Eagle, hopefully they can pull it off.
All right. Carlos Rogers, former Auburn Tiger, Thorpe Award winner back in the early 2000s. And when we come back, we're going to visit with another Georgia guy, Ben Leard, former Auburn quarterback, also from Georgia. As we get you ready for 6:30, the kickoff on ESPN, the Tigers and the Dogs from Sanford Stadium in Athens, Georgia. Back with more and your phone calls, 343-0106, right after this.
Welcome back to Tiger Talk Overtime, presented by Will2, number one in quality and safe work for industry. To be a part of the show, call the Morgan Bradley Alpha Insurance Tiger Line now, 343-0106. Now, back to the Hope Farm in Fairhope and Doug Holton.
All right, thanks very much. We are back here on Tiger Talk Overtime Thursday night. And getting ready for Auburn and Georgia coming up this Saturday night, 6:30 on ESPN. We are here at the Hope Farm. Absolutely beautiful night here with the moon rising in Fairhope and some great items on the menu. The new fall menu coming out next Tuesday. So if you haven't been to the Hope Farm yet, come on out and enjoy some great food and drink. We had a little taste of what's coming up earlier, some char-grilled oysters, some scallops, and some braised short rib, all kinds of good stuff here at the Hope Farm in Fairhope. So join us. We're at the Back 40 Bar tonight, broadcasting live here, and we'd love for you to come out. Also join us on the phone lines. 343-0106 is our phone number if you'd like to chime in with a question or a comment about the Dogs and the Tigers coming up this weekend. On the Morgan Bradley Alpha Insurance line right now, let's see, we had our guest on, and now we don't have our guest on, so we'll check back in just a minute. We're going to be talking, hopefully, with former quarterback Ben Leard, who is also from Georgia, and Ronnie Brown scheduled to join us later in the program as well as we get you ready for the Dogs and Tigers. As we mentioned while we were talking to Carlos Rogers, we want to thank him for being with us also tonight on the show. The Tigers started out an 8-point underdog against the Georgia Bulldogs in the game coming up Saturday, and the line has dropped a little bit to 6.5. So apparently Auburn making some headway with the people in Las Vegas. But it should be an entertaining ball game on Saturday. And now I think Ben Leard is with us on the phone lines, a former Auburn quarterback. And Ben, welcome into Tiger Talk Overtime tonight. Appreciate you being with us.
Man, I'm happy to be here. War Eagle, guys.
War Eagle. I know Auburn and Georgia means a heck of a lot to you. You had some great back-and-forth battles with the Bulldogs during your career.
Man, it does. It's the equivalent of an Iron Bowl for an old Georgia boy. Being from, right in the shadows of the Arches, about 30 to 45 minutes from Athens, myself in a little town called Hartwell, grew up, pulling for Georgia. I was a big Eric Zier fan, Mike Bobo, Hines Ward, Ray Goff, all those guys. I was more familiar with the history of Georgia than I was of anybody. And, once I decided to come to Auburn, I obviously, became orange and blue. And we had some classic battles. We lost some, our fair share of them, but we did our damage as well. And going to Athens in 99 and winning a big game, and then obviously winning a big one in overtime in 2000 was huge for us. So it's always fun for me to pull against Georgia, for sure.
Yeah, I was reading a little bit about the 99 game last night and refreshing my memory and some things that I didn't really remember about that back and forth you had with Auburn and Georgia, the change in the coaching staff over there and your recruiting process. That was an interesting ball game, the coin toss and all of that in 99.
Oh, yeah, it was, man. It was the coin toss was interesting, and the words that Quincy and I exchanged back and forth. And I'm kind of probably a little bit more too arrogant at the time, telling him, guaranteeing him he'd get the ball with 7 points down. So, but that was fun. And then the recruiting process for me was interesting in the sense that I was in the midst of Coach Goff getting fired, and And then Glenn Mason had committed to come coach in Athens. And he suddenly decided not to take the job. And then the Friday that I was on campus for my official visit in Athens was Jim Donnan's first day on campus as well. And, you know, I said it today in an interview that it kind of like my grandmother would say, he and I just didn't talk. And right. He really tried to put the pressure to me on that Sunday morning. And it's a typical exit interview. And it just didn't fit for me. And, you know, I luckily went to Auburn the next weekend, and I had already begun to really love Auburn, but my official visit sealed the deal, and it was on from there.
And that was the Iron Bowl, right? When you went for your official, or was it on the Pines?
The Iron Bowl was when I went to the Iron Bowl in 1995. Auburn won that game 31-27. That was just an unofficial visit, and it was me and my dad at the time. It went to that particular game, and then I went on my official to Auburn, and I believe it was probably mid to early January. I went to Miami, then I went to Georgia, and then I went to Auburn, and I had two visits set up beyond that, but I knew once I went to Auburn, it was done, and I committed on my way home. I called Jimbo Fisher as we drove through Atlanta and told him I was coming, and I was canceling the rest of my visit.
Yeah. Well, we're glad you came to Auburn. Outstanding career as the Tigers quarterback. Tell us your thoughts on last week, Auburn and Kentucky. What did you think of the Tigers, and what are the chances heading into Athens this week? What's your prognostication?
Well, you know, looking at last week, I was very pleased, very pleased. They beat a good Kentucky football team. And, you know, Kentucky, as far as they go on the offensive side of the ball, I think that's probably one of the, if not the best offensive line in the SEC. They've got, you know, with Kavashie Smoke at the tailback position, Terry Wilson is an extremely athletic quarterback who's coming off an injury. He struggles a little bit in the passing game, especially when you contain him in the pocket and make him go through his reads. But I think the biggest telltale thing for me, watching Auburn defensively, I was most impressed with what Kevin Steele does so well, and that's make adjustments. You know, they go back
right,
and look
at halftime.
Kentucky on their first drive went 93 yards for their 7 points. They converted, I believe, 5 of 5 third downs. And two things stick out for me there. One were the self-inflicted wounds. You know, a couple of times on those third down conversions, they were third and longs. They were third and 8, third and 9, third and 7. And Auburn would get an offside penalty. And so it would immediately jump that to a third manageable, a third 2 or 3, to where you really put pressure on the defense and they don't necessarily know exactly what you're going to do. Offensively, I still continue to be impressed by Bo Nix. I mean, you can tell Bo obviously was the starter last year, true freshman. He was thrown to the fire. He did a great job last year. Really, to me, exceeded expectations as a true freshman. But I think the biggest dividends are going to be ones that are paid this year. And you can tell he's ultimately confident in himself. But for the most part, the most important aspect of it, he's got a true confidence in the guys around him. And
yeah,
that what tells me that is watching him make the throws that he made or attempted to make on Saturday versus Kentucky. Especially the third and goal from 11 that he threw the first touchdown pass to Seth Williams. That is 100% a throw that a quarterback and receiver make just playing around, throwing the ball around in the summertime. Bo has seen Seth make that catch time and time again, watching him in 7-on-7 or things of that nature. And he knew, if I put it where just 18 can get it, 18 is going to come down with it. And that's exactly the relationship I think they've developed as two superstars on the offensive side of the ball for Auburn.
Yep. Chatting with Ben Leard, former Auburn quarterback, here on Tiger Talk Overtime. Our phone number, 343-0106. And Ben, they talk about, quarterbacks talk about, and coaches talk about the game slowing down. When you talk about Bo Nix, it seems like he has taken another step in that direction this year. And like you said, more comfortable And he's going into a stadium, a Sanford Stadium, Saturday with whatever they're going to have, 20 or 30%. So that's going to be an advantage also, I would think.
I think so, too. I think this entire pandemic and the adjustments they have made due to COVID-19, especially in this league, play in the favor of the visiting team because you do not have to deal with the home field advantage. And it's going to be a situation. I think it aided Kentucky. It's going to aid LSU, you know, those kind of things. Because SEC stadiums are so difficult to play in and they are such a daunting environment, so Saturday for Bo and the crew to go to Athens is difficult of a place to play that Sanford Stadium is. They're not going to have to deal with the crowd. And, you know, 20, 25,000 state people, it's a glorified spring game. And, you know, it's going to come down athlete versus athlete, skill versus skill, you know, and realistically takes all of what I would call kind of the white noise, takes all of that out. It's just play ball, line up and play. And I think that really aids the visiting team because they don't have to be focused on snap count. They don't have to be focused on offside penalties and false starts and delay of games and things of that nature. So you just buckle down and play ball and may the best team win.
That's right, and we saw that with Mississippi State and LSU maybe last weekend, case in point there. The Auburn running game, the offensive line, so a lot of new names there and some new running backs in the mix as well. Can they run the ball against Georgia Saturday, do you think?
Man, I surely hope so. You know, when you look at Georgia defensively, I really think this is going to be the best and most talented defense that Auburn faces this season, especially on the back end of their defense. Their secondary and their linebackers are extremely talented and extremely athletic, cover a lot of space. But Auburn is going to have to find some resemblance of success on the ground, more than 50 yards, for sure. But do they have to run for 250? Absolutely not. I think it's a situation where they've got to find and make Georgia at least respect the run and not sell out on the pass because it puts more pressure on them defensively. You know, with Tank, with Sean, you know, with Williams, I mean, those kids certainly are in the upper echelon of ability to make plays in the SEC. And I think it's a matter of just galvanizing the offensive line, finding some consistency. The more snaps that they play, the more games that they play in, and the more they play together as a unit, it's gonna be situations that they're gonna find success. But hopefully that success comes sooner rather than later, because I really hope they can find it. They're going to definitely need it as much as they can find it on Saturday against Georgia.
Yeah, hopefully so. Ben, appreciate you being with us tonight. We got to run, but enjoy the game Saturday. War Eagle.
Will do, guys. Thanks for having me. War Eagle.
All right, Ben Leard, former Auburn quarterback, and we'll talk some more about the running backs when we come back with former Auburn Tiger Ronnie Brown, now a member of the Auburn Network. In just a few minutes, 343-0106 is our number. Join us here.
Welcome back to Tiger Talk Overtime, presented by Will2, number one in quality and safe work for industry. To be a part of the show, call the Morgan Bradley Alpha Insurance Tiger Line now, 343-0106. Now, back to the Hope Farm in Fairhope and Doug Holton.
And welcome back, everybody, to Tiger Talk Overtime on this Thursday night. Auburn and Georgia coming up Saturday at 6:30. And you can hear all the pregame activity on FM Talk 106.5 starting at 3:30 in the afternoon. They'll get you ready for the ball game as we're doing here tonight. And we want to mention again, we're at the Hope Farm in Fairhope, Alabama. Beautiful moon and some great food and drink here. If you're still out and about, stop by and have a drink and maybe seafood shortbread or something as you close out the evening. And of course they will be open and have the Auburn Georgia game on the big projector here, where they're having live music tonight. We have live music, we have it all here at the Hope Farm. We want to thank them and thank all our sponsors here on Tiger Talk Overtime. Joining us, as we mentioned, on the Morgan Bradley Alpha Insurance Tiger Line right now, Ronnie Brown, the former running back for the Auburn Tigers, and now a member of the AU Network. You'll hear him on the broadcast coming up Saturday afternoon. Ronnie, great to have you with us. And War Eagle, what do you think about Saturday?
I'm excited about it. It's a little different, obviously, as everything else is in 2020. But I think it's just about making adjustments. And so I think that's going to be the same thing going into this game. The time of year has changed. The crowd's going to be a little different, you know, and I think that's what plays a huge part in it, especially playing a night game in the SEC. And so that's going to be a bit of an adjustment, you know, for both teams. Not having your home crowd, that plays a part in it, but then also just, you know, being on the road and not having to deal with the crowd noise. And so I think it's still going to be a good game. Both teams are talented. It's early in the year, and so I think whoever can eliminate the mistakes early on and capitalize off the other team's mistakes, I think that's going to be key.
Always big to get those turnovers early. And you know what it's like to travel to Athens and play a big ball game. There won't be a huge crowd at the game Saturday. We talked about that with Ben Leard a second ago. How do you feel like that will affect the Tigers and their travel this weekend?
I think hopefully this being the first road game of the year, you know, I think that's going to be an adjustment with COVID-related things, trying to see, you know, what that protocol is. I think they'll probably try to keep it as normal as possible. But I think just from an advantage standpoint, that may be in Auburn's favor. You think about it being a 7:30 game, and so, you know, not having to deal with the crowd noise, that'll be easier for some of the young guys. I think for Auburn, you know, having a young offensive line that, you know, doesn't have much continuity, this is a lot of their first real action, or, you know, I think from this perspective, getting this type of environment, that may be helpful because that may eliminate some of those, you know, false start penalties and, you know, self-inflicted wounds when you talk about on the offensive side of the ball. So that may play into Auburn's favor, so you just never know. And so really it's about preparation. I think we all talked to in talking to Gus early in the year and listening to some of his, quotes, you know, I think his thing was just preparation for the year, the season. It was, you know, even when the questions were up in the air about having a season, he was talking about we're preparing as if we're going to have a season. So, you know, it's going to be a surprise if not. And so they just took that mentality, and I think that may, you know, be a good approach to it. And so we'll see if that's proved to help. But, you know, I think all in all, it's about preparation. It's about being in the moment. If you're Auburn and if you're Georgia, it's different, but you have to control the controllables, and that's the biggest key.
Right. Let's talk about the running backs a little bit. Last week against Kentucky, we saw a mix, Sean Shivers, DJ Williams, and Tank Bigsby in there most of the time. What was your feeling on their performance, and what do you think we'll see this week?
I think they did a really good job. It being early in the season, you know, I think all of those guys kind of showed glimpses of what they were capable of doing. I think it was different because you didn't have that game to really get your feet wet in terms of, you know, most teams start off with a lesser opponent unless you start off in one of these big games. And so for Auburn, it was kind of interesting. I think they were thinking that, you know, we can come in, hopefully, you know, beat Kentucky and not have to show too much. Kentucky did a really good job running the football themselves. But, you know, from Auburn, you know, I think each guy showed what they were capable of, showed glimpses of it, but then being able to put something on film so you can see, you know, in a game time situation is a little bit different than, you know, whether it's going through practice or going through a scrimmage. And so to get it in a game time situation, your emotions, the adrenaline's going, and being able to really assess and evaluate yourself, that's going to be the big part for, you know, these guys and trying to get better and improve on a weekly basis. So, you know, they've got 1 week under their belt. Sean played, obviously, Shivers. Tank Bigsby, I think it was, you know, just getting adjusted to the game. I think that was the biggest experience for him. The other guys that played, they had been comfortable with, you know, what the speed of the game looks like. And so that was going to be his adjustment. And so hopefully, you know, I think all of those guys are comfortable and they got their feet wet this year.
You think less Tank on Saturday in Athens, or will Gus tighten down the lineup a little bit, or will Tank still play a pretty good bit?
I don't know. That's
that's hard to kind of tell. You just never know. And it may be based on the flow of the game. It may be based on the game plan. And so that's something that I'm not privy to. And so I think I just have to watch. I would expect, you know, it to be a running back by committee, but I don't know, you know, the usage. And, you know, who knows? If someone gets the hot hand, you know, you may be able to go with them. And so that's something that we probably just have to see.
On Saturday. All right. Right, Ronnie, I know it's late for you on the in the Eastern time zone. We'll let you go and enjoy the night. Enjoy the ball game Saturday, War Eagle. And thanks for being with us tonight.
Thank you for having me, War Eagle. I enjoyed it. Anytime, I love to, you know, come on. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Ronnie Brown, former running back for the Auburn Tigers, a Georgia native, and certainly a big game for him and Big Cat and lots of guys from Georgia on the Auburn roster. We want to thank the Hope Farm once again for having us out. Randy Bergen is alongside helping us with a little production tonight. And Randy, what quite a menu here at the Hope Farm.
I'm going to tell you the truth. I have absolutely enjoyed the meal here tonight. The char-grilled oysters were fantastic. The scallops, unbelievable. But how about that braised short rib?
They were awesome? All good. That I'm not good, sure I can pick a favorite, but they were fantastic.
I'm telling you what, mixed in with the guests you had tonight, man, what a night here at the Hope Farm.
It is, like I mentioned to Benton, when we come here to the Hope Farm, you feel like you're on vacation for an hour or two really or whatever good. You're here. It's really a fantastic venue. If you haven't been out yet to have dinner or have a drink with friends or an appetizer, whatever, you've got to come to the Hope Farm and enjoy maybe the football games coming up on Saturday. As I mentioned, the Auburn game will be on here at 6:30, and they'll have it on the big projector if you've been here out where the live music is normally. Auburn and Georgia coming up at 6:30 on Saturday. Should be a fantastic ball game. We hope you enjoy it. We hope you enjoy the show tonight here on Tiger Talk Overtime. We'll be back next week at the Hope Farm for more Tiger Talk Overtime. Until then, Doug Holton with Randy Bergen. Thanks to Phil back in the studio, and we'll see you next week. So long, everybody.